Hello, all. All right, Zoe, how awesome is it to be from Atlanta right now?
Oh my gosh, it is the best thing I never knew I needed. I am so just happy to be from this place. I mean, we've got Atlanta that just won a Golden Globe.
Oh, yeah.
We've got all of these new shows coming to film here, and I couldn't be more proud to be a part of this Atlanta arts and entertainment world right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, did this all happen as a result of Donald Glover, or was it all kind of part of a whole movement that just, it's a coincidence?
Well, yeah, you know, honestly, I think it's just a movement. Atlanta has become such a place of just entertainment and exploration of new stories and new things that can happen. And I think Atlanta is just a new place where people are excited to create new things, and people are just excited about Atlanta. So I think Donald Glover is just adding on to the excitement that everybody has about Atlanta.
Oh yeah, totally, totally. And I mean, everyone's excited about it over here, right? I think I had my fist in the air, like it was a Panther rally is in the middle of the Golden Globes, right? It's kind of crazy. And for those of you listening who don't actually know or aren't from the United States, it is Inauguration Day, and not that Donald Glover has pacified us any, right? Not that it's pacified us any, but man, it feels good. And Atlanta has always been a big music city, right? Like, it's always been good on music, but this whole now television and movies are going there is just really cool. So congrats on getting into the Quad.
Yeah.
I mean, so how did that come about?
You know what? The Quad came to me in a really crazy way. I was talking to my agent, and he sent me a character, and I read it, and I was like, yeah, this is really fun. This is cool. She's a different character to play, and I auditioned for it a couple of times. And you know, Felicia, the creator of the show, she saw me, and she said, you know, I don't know if this is the right character. So I played around with a few different characters, and then my character, Noni, came up, and I knew exactly when it happened that she was the person that I was meant to play, and she's a fun, just overzealous, very great and smart student, and I knew that I could play that kind of person very well. I knew that, you know, Noni was somebody that I could easily dig into, and I was just excited to just dig into this new world of HBCU life, and when I heard it, I was like, okay, I read the script, and I saw that it was such a different role for me. I've never even been to an HBCU, so I was like, okay, I've got to really do my research and figure out how I can make this close to me. And I did, and then I fell in love with everything HBCU.
Wow. So give us an overview of the show in general.
Okay, so the Quad is centered around HBCU life. When we meet the Quad, we're meeting a school that is going under crazy financial problems. It is taking on a new president. It is the beginning of the school year, so we have new students, new people coming in. Everything is just kind of shifting for the school. And, you know, alumni, they're doing everything they can to keep the school alive, but it's hard because just the financial problems and leadership and everything. So we meet Noni, my character, and she is a very green, very, you know, just excited new student. She's excited to take her place and be, just kind of show up everybody that kind of doubted her throughout her journey. She's an incredible saxophone player, and she's ready to be in the band. And she kind of runs into some roadblocks, just seeing that it's a little harder to get to the top than she thought it would be. But the show is centered around several different stories of just pushing through this college life and trying to, you know, gain our footing and have fun at the same time.
Very cool. So any backstage gossip, any fun things you witnessed?
Any fun things? You know, honestly, me and the cast, we're very close knit, but I have, you know, I'm the youngest person on set, so I'm constantly like looking for. I feel like I'm kind of just the little sister to everybody, and I'm looking for boyfriends for everybody, making sure, you know, I'm the little matchmaker on set. So my best friend on the show, Ebony Weaver, who's played by Erica Michelle, I'm constantly looking for a husband for her because,
oh my gosh,
you know, I got to hook a sister up. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I guess that's basically it. I'm kind of just meddling into her love life all the time. But, you know,
You're so polite too. So no Jasmine Guy diva moments?
Oh no, absolutely not. You know, honestly, it was so awesome working with her. She's so down to earth and so
really.
She honestly is. She's very sweet and she's just one of those hometown girls. I feel like she's very down to earth and very just down to dance in the makeup trailer with me and have a good time.
Wow, that is really good to hear. And all right, so. If people search online, it's a little confusing when the premiere date is because some sites actually say it's the 31st, some say it's the 1st. Have they told you yet when the actual premiere date is?
Yes, the actual premiere date for the Quad is January 31st.
Aha. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. All right, so what can we expect from you next?
You know what? I have a lot of new projects in the works next, and I'm super excited for everybody to hear about them. You know, right now I'm focusing on the premiere of the Quad, but once I can let everybody know, you'll be hearing it about it on my Twitter at @TheZoeRenee. I'm so excited for you guys to see everything that I've got going on. But so right now we're focusing on the Quad, but you know, in a few months you'll be hearing some news from me. So I'm really excited.
All right, and you heard it. And keep checking her Twitter. Her Twitter is really entertaining, by the way, guys. I checked it last night, and it's super entertaining because she's great. I'm telling you. If you haven't seen her yet, and you will on the 31st, she is super cute. She's super cute, right? You'll fall in love with her at first sight. And her Twitter is really entertaining. Like it's you've got charm, you got character, and I like how down to earth and humble your Twitter is. But you still talk about real issues, which is great. You're not talking about makeup and hair, right? Which a lot of actresses do. You're actually talking about social things that we all think about, but necessarily don't have the freedom to tweet about, right? So I think it's great.
Well, thank you so much. I've been so blessed to be around so many powerful and moving women, and I think I'm trying to do my part in spreading the word and also being entertaining in myself at the same time. So hopefully I can entertain you guys on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. I'm working on both of those, my social media, just getting out there and stuff, but I'm really excited for you guys to see all of the tweets that I embarrassingly tweet out.
All right, so do not miss her Twitter, and for sure check out The Quad, which starts on the 31st.